What's up, guys? We are back with another episode of Pound for Pound. I am the Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
A Shot of Lime production.
There hasn't been a lot going on lately, so we decided to, you know, give you a little show as we come into the show. You feel me?
Right? Shit. Hey, they need to start throwing dollar bills at us, Kush. What's up?
No, my man, Henry. So, man, what's been going on? We ain't seen each other in a minute. What's going on?
No, you're right. You're right, dude. I'm grinding, bro. I'm working. I got my two kids. Obviously, I don't know if you saw, man. I got my Cejudo Estates. Building two duplexes right now from scratch. I have one already built. I mean, you know, there's a business mind at Triple C, and I'm building an apartment complex. Once I get done with these two duplexes, it's gonna be a 6-unit apartment complex. So I'm just grinding, bro. I'm showing up, Kamaru.
Yeah, I like that. I like that because you know, we can't all be that business savvy, building apartments, building skyscrapers and everything like that. You know, I know where you're going. I seen how you've been trying to change Phoenix, Arizona. I seen you and Sean O'Malley. I heard Sugar Sean was building some things out there too.
Nah, man, he ain't doing it like me though. You know,
doing like you. All right, I feel you, man. Henry, I mean, not a ton going on this week, you know, but we're gearing up for an extended run here of back-to-back-to-back events. As you know, even in the next couple of weeks, there's two shows, boxing and UFC Noche. And then it's just, you know, banger after banger after banger. So for this week, we have a lot of different things. But first of all, I want to touch on what's happened so far, especially over the weekend, Henry. You know, AKO5 happened. You know, my show out there in Nigeria, we had a spectacular show. I mean, I'm starting to see just how fast MMA is evolving in the continent of Africa so far in just the last 3 years, it has evolved so fast to where I'm signing fighters now that are actually giving me amazing talent, and we're still behind on the training centers that could definitely aid these guys in really turning them into just world champions. And so I'm extremely hopeful and I'm extremely excited to be a part of potentially building these guys or giving these guys an opportunity to showcase where they're at right now. Because eventually, once these guys lock in and they start to get the resources, the sky's the limit. I'm talking about we coming for all the belts. All the belts.
But you know what? I believe it, Kamaru. I believe it, bro. I just saw you got a signee from Nigeria, from your promotion, that signed with Contenders.
Yes, we got Josias Musasa, who is going to be fighting on the Dana White's Contender Series. Musasa is actually from Congo, and this kid was doing this to guys at featherweight, but he's actually a bantamweight. With the weight, the power that he's putting on dudes at featherweight, I mean.
Dude, so when he fights, is he going to fight at bantamweight or featherweight?
Yes, he's going to get back down to bantamweight. And my man, when this guy fights, it's just something so pure about the way that he fights. And he's still young in his career. He's only 7-0.
Check that out. He's taking your pose too.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Have you blessed him with that? With that honor to take your pose, Kush?
Hey, it is what it is. It's imitation is the most, is the best form of flattery, I guess. And I saw fighters that I looked up to that, you know, started fights like that, and vice versa. Fighters are going to do the same thing. So I love it. I love seeing it. And I'm excited for this kid. I can't wait for him.
He's got hands, dude.
He's got hands.
So he's kind of like, dude, I tell you what, man, African power with the hands, bro, it is different, man. Francis, like, it's a different type of weight, bro.
I'm excited. Let's just say that. I'm excited to see what this kid is going to do, given an opportunity. And win or lose, like I said, he's very young in his career. He's a guy that has a bright future. And I think he's going to win or lose. He's going to learn from this experience, and he's going to propel himself into becoming the monster that I know he can be. And we've got a ton of other guys in AKO that are making their way up, that are still getting better and better. And I can't wait to show the world what I'm building with some of those guys down there at AKO in Africa. So I'm excited. But Dana White Contender Series every Tuesday. Make sure you keep an eye out for Josiah Musasas. He's going to be someone very special to watch in the coming years. But Henry, Birdie keeps this word around town. Everybody keeps saying Henry going back down to flyweight. Henry going to featherweight. Henry going to what? Where is it, Henry? You tell me. Where is it?
Man, it's to be continued. I mean, there's an opportunity, man. I've been thinking about it quite a bit, Kamaru. I've been thinking about it quite a bit, man. Potentially going back down, dude. You know, obviously, you know, I do believe Marab's going to win this belt, and I just feel like where I am in the picture at Bantam, it just makes it that, you know, it just makes it a little harder, dude, to get back to the damn title, dude. And so I've been, you know, if I can get on a good diet, if I decide to, it's still not official. Because, you know, I like them chimichangas, them gorditas.
If I can get on a good diet, you're a professional athlete, Olympic champion, 2-division weight champion. And you said, if I could get on a good diet,
the only reason why I say that, bro, because flyweight's no joke, bro. Like that making that weight is like fucking cutting off a leg, dude.
If anyone knows, you know. And so when you say if, it's like, it means like, don't you know what
it
feels like?
You know, it's to be continued. It's to be continued. I think, I think there's a lot of good fights too. It was about that I left. I left undefeated. I left as champion. I gave it to the flyweights. I saved the damn division. And if I do decide, I want to talk to Mick Mader, man. I mean, I am the savior of the flyweights, and they all know that. So, I always felt like all the flyweights should pay a 20% royalty, to the true king. But I'm thinking about it, Kamaru. Honestly, I'm thinking about it. But I got to make sure to really iron out my, iron just everything out correctly. Speak to Roman Foman out at the UFCPI. Go get testing. And it's going to be a process. And I want to do this right, dude. And if I'm able to do this right, I think, I think it'll be easy pickings, man.
I understand that 100% because doing it safely is one of the most important things. And in order to do that, we're at a point now and we have resources available to us to where we can find the right pieces and make sure that we're doing it safely and down. We're not 22 or 25 anymore, Henry. We got to be safe about how we do these weight cuts and how we get ourselves down.
Yeah, no, for sure, bro. But tell me something. Enough about me, Kamaru. Why don't we talk about you, man? What's going on with these whole rumors, bro, for the welterweight division and Bilal Muhammad? Do you remember his name?
Who?
Talking about you and Shavkat. Maybe you guys should fight for the number one contender spot. I tell you what, man, Bilal Muhammad's gotten pretty cocky with that belt. He's dangling the carrot. I ain't mad at him, but he's dangling the carrot to you guys. And this is me saying it.
That's you saying that. I imagine how I feel. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Who the fuck is that guy? That's how I feel. I didn't know who this guy was a couple years ago or last year. I didn't hear his name. I don't even remember his name. But I get it. When you, that's one thing I said, when you become champion, it's the affirmation of the delusion that you've had in your mind thinking that you could get there for all these years. And so when you finally get there, you believe that delusion. You're like, oh yeah, I am the best. I can do that. Yeah, I am the best. So, more power to Bilal if that's how he feels. But he's dropping. Did he paid for someone to do a diss song or whatever that was, or whether someone paid for it? Yeah,
you did not. You did not just bring that up. Turn it up. Turn that up.
Hey,
turn it up. Turn it up. I got.
In the locker room, lacing up his worn-out gloves, thinking about that golden belt, all his dreams of love.
Ooh, he let the ass move.
Oh, dude. Hey, I tell you what, Kamara, yeah. Bilal is doing a hell of a good job fucking trolling,
song was
dude.
Corny. That song was as corny as can be.
I love corn.
Made up of a series. And looking at a golden belt, I have six of them in the room next door. Six of them in the room right there next door. So, yeah, I can look at belts all day. And if I want his belt, I'm coming to take his belt.
Yeah, but why don't you just get the fight, Kamara? I think he's.
I want the fight, but when you've got him saying, I'm gonna sit down, I'll let those guys, you guys fight, and then I'll fight the winner. Listen, that's not a recipe for how you make money. This is about money. Once you become champion, then it becomes about money. I need to make as much as I can with this position that I'm in. I've worked tirelessly to get here to be champion. Now it's time for me to make money. And that's something I feel like these guys aren't understanding because, you want to sit back and you want to wait and then fight someone, you know, it is what it is. For me, the way I looked at it, I want both. I want both guys because I want both paychecks. But he doesn't see it that way. So it is what it is. But at some point, he's going to have to step in there with me and we're going to settle it. But yeah, it is what it is. Keep dropping. You know, corny, weak, diss track. Was that what that's called? A diss track? It was like a lullaby or something. It was a nice country lullaby for me, but it is what it is. And obviously with this rumor with Shavkat, listen, we're right there to where if the champion decides to fight sometime in the next year and a half, 2 years, then we'll both fight the champion. But if the champion is not deciding to fight, then the division is going to have to move on and fights are going to happen. But right now, all of this is rumors. It is all rumors. All rumors. But listen, I am scared of no one. On less than 9 days' notice, I flew to the other side of the world to fight supposedly the scariest guy. I'm scared of no one. Believe none of these rumors. And at the same time, believe all of these rumors. Anything can happen. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Well, there we have it. Bilal, you've been called out. Take the fight. Take the fight. The Nigerian wants you. But what other than to give thanks to that right, Underdog Fantasy. The best place to play fantasy sports. Their pick a game is as easy as choosing higher or lower on a variety of player stats like significant strikes, takedowns, and knockouts. Here are our picks for UFC Fight Night Burns versus Brady over the UFC Apex this Saturday.
Fight Night isn't the only thing to watch this weekend. The NFL is back, and that means another promo for Underdog. This weekend, all users will get a Jalen Hurts free pick. The Philly QB only needs 1 yard for you to win. Henry, think you could get 1 yard in the NFL?
One. I'm talking about like maybe 100. You know, I go from end zone to end zone.
Wait, Henry.
There's three things that I do right.
This is not trolling here. This is a serious question.
And I swim.
This is a serious question here.
Did you hear me?
You can get 1 yard in the NFL.
I can get 1 yard. I can cross the whole damn country because I run, jump, and swim, my brother.
I know I could get 1 yard.
Dude, but either way, bro, Underdog is available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and New York. Use code P4P when you sign up to support the show. Click the link in our bio to get started.
Now, guys, this weekend, we've got Gilbert Burns taking on Sean Brady, UFC Fight Night live from the Apex. This is a fantastic fight. This is a fight with really, really good implications here because I think the winner of this fight is one or two fights away from that title right now. Gilbert Burns wins that fight right there. He's been at the top of the division for some time. I think him going up against someone like myself, Leon Edwards, or even potentially Shafkat, puts him in a position for a title shot. Sean Brady wins that fight. I think Sean Brady is still maybe two fights away from that title. So this is a fight with really big implications here. I think both guys are virtually identical stats-wise. I think Sean Brady's a little bit younger, but they both are good strikers. Both can grapple very, very well. Both can submit you. Both can wrestle. I think this is a really, really closely contested fight. I think it's just going to come down to the sheer will of who wants it more. That's going to win this fight. Henry, what do you think?
I think the
look
sneaker,
at the stats. Look
I think,
at the
yeah,
stats.
Yeah, no, 100%. I did a breakdown on this quite a bit. They're very similar in that style. But there's one thing that I will say about Sean Brady. Even though he has that one loss to Bilal Muhammad, he had a hard time fighting backwards, bro. You know, when you have a hard time fighting backwards, it is a 5-round fight. If Gilbert can just bring that pace, I do feel that maybe Gilbert Burns has more knockouts on the feet than a guy like Sean Brady. But he's also 38, where, you know, Sean Brady, I want to say he's 31, or should I say 31. You know, you're right, dude. Like they're very similar in styles, dude. But obviously, will the experience of Gilbert Burns take over a guy like Sean Brady? Because Gilbert Burns has fought the who's from you to Hamza,
Bilal.
To Bilal, to Tyron Woodley. And he's fought everybody from to JDM, Magny. You know, remember the name, Bilal Muhammad. I mean, he's fought them all. But now, could he bring that guerrilla war? Because that's the biggest thing, man. Can he bring that guerrilla war tactically to a guy like Sean Brady? And could Sean Brady use a little bit of that youth, fight him smart to be able to get the dub?
I would say that's what's really at stake here is that exactly. Can Sean Brady bring something different? Because in fights he has been hot in fights, and then he was obviously cold in the fight against Bilal. Yeah, I don't remember. I see how easy I forgot his name. Against Bilal, he was cold in that fight to where Bilal was able to keep the pace up on him and eventually get the victory. So, and Sean Brady has definitely brought it in his fight against Kelvin Gastelum. He was able to change levels, able to withstand the pressure of Kelvin Gastelum, take him down, get on top, and really dominate in certain positions. So this is going to be that fight that really lets us know how can you compete when you get to the top of the division. And if he's able to get through Gilbert Burns, that I think that's a clear-cut statement that he might be ready for the top of the division.
Would that put him – we think that would put him in a – What ranking is Gilbert Burns? Is Gilbert
that puts him top five, I believe, because Gilbert, I believe, is five or four. I'm not sure.
So you're talking about Sean Brady's. I would like to see a Sean Brady versus
Gilbert Burns is six. Yes, so that puts him right there. That puts him right there to where he can get a top five fight.
Well, whatever it may be, Kamaru, it's what it is, dude. I think that's a tough task in front of him. I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's just going to end up just pretty much staying on his feet unless somebody takes somebody down. But I do believe it's just both of those guys are going to come down to this and who's better in this department.
I like the fight, but I am torn, Henry. I really am, because I like both guys, obviously, and I think this is just one of those things that if Sean Brady's riding on his previous performance, beating a guy like Kelvin Gastelum should definitely give you that confidence that you can get this done and go out there and get it done. But I don't know. Gilbert is battle tested, and I feel like in those situations to where Gilbert has been put in to where he has to deal with a lot of that pressure, he really shines. He really fights back. Look at the Chimaev fight. He fought back and could have won that fight. You look at the Damian Maia, when he headlined that, he went out there and did his job. And so, and the Woodley fight, he went out there and did his job. So I'm going to pick Gilbert Burns because I know of his experience. And as long as he goes out there and shows the experience, I think he can. But I pick Gilbert Burns also because I need to see what Sean Brady can do. He's got to show me that he can compete against the elite and the top guys in the division. Once he shows me that, then I start putting Sean Brady in that top five. But I think this, they're right there, neck and neck. But I'm going to go with Burns.
Yeah, but other than the Sean Brady and the Gilbert Burns fight, just if I can pick one fighter that really stands out, is I'm going to have to say Natalia Silva, man. You know, this girl trains out in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, you know, or Contagem, Brazil. And she's, she's gotten like multiple bonuses in the UFC. Sometimes she's hurt a lot because she trains so hard. And sometimes I don't think she knows how to train, but she's dangerous, bro. She's got kicks. She's got kicks up the middle. She's got kick knockouts. I mean, she's been KOing people left and right. She's been doing an amazing job. And I do believe that if she's able to get past, you know, a girl like, you know, Jessica Andrade.
You think she beats Jessica Andrade?
She's that good, man.
Wait, hold on. Enlarge it, because that's why I could see her.
Damn, okay, Kush, let me see that thumb.
Pause, Henry, Jesus. Every show, God.
That was all you. Hey, you're too.
Oh, okay, I've seen her. The young girl, she's very young. Oh, I've seen her. She's got great kicks. She got really good distance control. That's a good one. That's a good one, Henry.
Yeah,
that's a really good fight.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. And I think stylistically, she's able to keep Jessica Andrade away. Like, dude, Jessica Andrade has 12 damn losses. Jesus Christ, dude.
What does that mean?
No, that means that I wasn't expecting that many L's, but she's lost quite a bit, dude. That being said, I give Natalia a very high probability, and I could actually see her
make winning. Your pick.
I'm picking Natalia Silva.
You're picking Natalia Silva. I'm gonna go with Jessica Andrade. I think if it's a honestly, I don't get to see her train. But if it's a motivated Jessica Andrade, she's, I think, the winningest female in UFC history. Or maybe she has the most fights in women's history in the UFC. But Jessica Andrade I think this is a great fight for Natalia Silva because she's on that point to where she's about to break off potentially and be the new star. Potentially of the division to where the company can get behind her and really push her. But you have to fight a killer like Jessica Andrade. And Jessica Andrade is like no one that you've ever fought. When she comes in, no one bangs the body that she does. No one starts with to the body and ends of the head. And no one really has that power yet like she's been putting people out. I believe Jessica Andrade, besides Chris Cyborg and Amanda Nunes, Jessica Andrade is the first time I've really seen a chick crack another chick and put her down like that. Usually we see a lot of TKOs, but she's KOing girls. And so I'm going to have to disagree with you, Henry. I'm going to go with Jessica Andrade, but I love Natalia Silva, her being just young, energetic, and just so good inside the cage. I love it. And I think if she's able to get a victory over Jessica Andrade, the company is going to be behind her 100%. And I think Brazil's got a new star in Natalia Silva.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, that's going to be that's a really good card at the Apex this weekend. Burns taking on Sean Brady. We're going to end the show right now with questions from a casual. As you know, we've been doing this segment for a couple of times now. And this week's questions from a casual is going to be, who is the fighter that you've seen pick up MMA the fastest? And guys, remember, you can ask us your questions. Make sure you leave your questions down below. And of course, in the comment section. Henry, I can go first. Who is the fastest? I don't know, to be honest with you, because we don't see these fighters we don't see them train on a daily basis, so we don't know how fast they're picking it up. But for me to, for someone to be as good as they are, to be as sharp as they are, I would have to say it's my man, the IT guy, Corey Sandman Sanhagen, because after being a college graduate at 20 something, and you decide, you know what, I want to go get punched in the face. And you start doing that and you get as good as he is, as sharp as he is. I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with him. For his level, I'm going to go with Corey Sandhagen.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, it took me 5 years to become world champ, Kush. I don't know if you knew that. So I'm going to have to say Triple C.
How about that?
No, but other than the Triple C, I'd probably say Volkanovski, man. From a guy that started rugby, started a little later in mixed martial arts, and then became champion. The only problem that I got with Corey is Corey's fought for the belt, but he never became champion. And I think that's one thing that Volkanovski has done well. And I do believe that the sport of rugby has taught that dude quite a bit. And then the other one, it could be an Ilia Topuria, you know.
But he grew up, didn't he? Grow up with a background in martial arts, though.
Yeah, no,
he grew up wrestling.
Yeah, he grew up wrestling. Yeah, so true. So I'm gonna have to go back and just say, Alexander Volkanovski.
Yeah, that's incredible. There's some of these guys. There could be some guys that we're missing. If we are, guys, I'm sure you guys will 100% let us know in the comment section. Anyone that we're missing or any fighter that doesn't come to our mind right now, but. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you, Henry. I think those are all the ones, but I love my IT guy. But as always, make sure you let us know in the comment section. Make sure you like and make sure you subscribe to the show. This weekend, fight night, live from the Apex, Gilbert Burns taking on Sean Brady from the Apex. Make sure you are watching. And of course, as always, I'm sorry, this hand was too heavy, Henry. I couldn't get it up in time. It's too much on there. The Nigerian Nightmare, Kamaru Usman.
Henry Cejudo, a.k.a. Triple C.
Gosh, you see how easy you got that arm up? Because he wasn't really holding you down. He wasn't really weighing you down like that. But
you think I'll make flyweight, dude?
if you could get on a good diet plan. We are out.